This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2020, and today 335 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is December 1st. Our readings are from Lamentations, chapter 1, Psalm 118, verses 129 through 144, Proverbs, chapter 26, verses 24 through 29, and 2 Peter, chapter 2. Well, here we go. New month. Last month. The last month of the year. Can you believe it? We've been going straight for 335 days now. Well, actually 336, if you want to count February 29, where we sang a bunch of hymns. In a month, we will have finished the Bible. And what I really hope is that this will not be something that you check off your bucket list and say, well, I did that, that's over, that was fun. This is meant to be a practice. Not that you have to do it this way. This is a way, certainly not the only way, but reading the Scriptures ought to be part of our practice. It's much more important to be able to say to yourself, I read the Scriptures regularly, than to be able to say, I read the whole Bible in 1 year. That's good, obviously. That's what we're doing. But my hope is that it leads us to a regular diet of Scripture and contemplation, reading and pondering. That's what we're trying to develop in this ministry. And as we begin the new year, a month from now, we're going to continue this ministry. And in a few days, I'll give you a little information about that. But for now, here we go. It's December 1st. Wow. And we have a new book today, the book of Lamentations, or the Lamentations of Jeremiah. It is also written by Jeremiah, and the period is after the destruction of Jerusalem, but before Jeremiah is exiled. This is about a three-month time period. If you remember from the end of the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah told the people not to flee the Babylonians following the fall of Jerusalem. Some of the Jews were allowed to stay, and Jeremiah told them to stay. But fearing the reprisals of the Babylonians, many did flee to Egypt. They forced Jeremiah into Egypt with them. So this book takes place between the fall of Jerusalem and Jeremiah's forced exile into Egypt. It's the story of Jeremiah's and God's disappointment and sorrow and the rebellion of the people, but also the encouragement and hope that comes with repentance. Let's begin. The Lamentations of Jeremiah, Chapter 1. Now it came to pass that after Israel was taken captive and Jerusalem became desolate, Jeremiah sat weeping, and he lamented this song of grief over Jerusalem, and said, How does the city now sit alone, she who was full of people? She has become like a widow, she who was multiplied among the nations, she who was ruling among the countries, she has become subject to tribute. She weeps bitterly in the night, she sheds tears on her cheeks, yet among all her lovers there is no one who comforts her. All who love her have dealt treacherously with her, they have become her enemies. Judea has gone into captivity because of her humiliation and harsh servitude. She dwells among the Gentiles. She finds no rest. All who pursue her overtake her in the midst of her distress. The roads of Zion mourn because no one comes to the feast. All her gates are destroyed, her priests groan, her virgins are led away, and she is embittered in herself. Her oppressors have become the master, and her enemies prosper. For the Lord humbled her because of the greatness of her ungodliness. Her infants have gone into captivity in the presence of the oppressor. From the daughter of Zion, all her beauty has departed. Her princes have become like rams that find no pasture, and they journey in weakness before the face of the pursuer. Jerusalem remembers her days of humiliation and rejection. She remembers all her objects of desire, what she had in days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the oppressor, when there was no one to help her. When her enemies saw this, they laughed at her deportation. Jerusalem sinned grievously. Therefore she became a storm-tossed sea. All who glorified her have humiliated her, for they saw her shameful acts, and indeed she groans and turns away. Her uncleanness is at her feet. She did not remember her last things, and she lowered her boasting tone. There is no one who comforts her. O Lord, behold my humiliation, for the enemy has been exalted. The oppressor has spread his hand over all the objects of her desire, for she sees the Gentiles entering her sanctuary, those whom you commanded not to enter your church. All her people groan and seek for bread. They gave the objects of their desire for food to stay alive. O Lord, behold and have regard for me, for I am treated shamefully. All you who pass by, do not turn away, and see if there is any pain like my pain which has happened to me. The Lord who spoke by me humiliated me in the day of his fierce anger. From his lofty place he sent fire and brought it into my bones. He spread a net for my feet and turned me back. He caused me to perish and to be in great pain all the day. He kept watch on my profane acts. They are entangled together with my hands. They come up about my neck. My strength weakens. For the Lord has caused my hands to be in pain. I shall be unable to stand. The Lord drove off all my mighty ones from my midst. He summoned an appointed time against me to crush my chosen men. The Lord trod a winepress for the virgin daughter of Judah, and for these I weep. My eyes pour down tears, for he who comforts me and restores my soul is gone far from me. My children have perished because the enemy has prevailed. Zion has spread out her hands, but there is no one who comforts her. The Lord commanded concerning Jacob, his oppressors are around him, and Jerusalem has become as an unclean woman in their midst. The Lord is righteous, for I provoked his mouth. Hear now, all peoples, and behold my pain. For my virgins and my young men have gone into captivity. I called my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders ended their life in the city, for they sought food for themselves to revive their lives, but they found none. Behold, O Lord, for I am afflicted. My stomach is troubled, and my heart is upset within me, for I have rebelled exceedingly. From without the sword has deprived me of my children, as death has here at home. Hear now, because I groan. There is no one who comforts me. All my enemies heard of my calamities, and they rejoiced, because you brought it about. You brought on the day. You set the appointed time, for they have become like me. So let all their evil come before your face, and do to them as they did to me, concerning all my sins. My groaning is great, and my heart is grieved. Psalm 118, verses 129 through 144. Wondrous are your testimonies. For this reason my soul searches them out. The revelation of your words gives light, and it causes children to understand. I opened my mouth and drew in my breath, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and have mercy on me, according to the judgment of those who love your name. Direct my steps according to your teaching, and let no lawlessness rule over me. Ransom me from the slander of men, and I will keep your commandments. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your ordinances. My eyes pour down streams of tears because they did not keep your law. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright is your judgment. You commanded your testimonies exceedingly in righteousness and truth. The zeal of your house caused me to yearn for home, for my enemies forgot your words. Your teaching is exceedingly purified in fire, and your servant loves it. I am young and beheld as nothing, but I have not forgotten your ordinances. Your righteousness is righteousness forever, and your law is truth. Affliction and trouble found me, but your commandments are my meditation. Your testimonies are righteousness forever. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Proverbs chapter 26, verses 24 through 29. Money given with deceit is like a sharp piece of broken pottery. So smooth lips hide a heart that causes pain. A weeping enemy promises everything with his lips, but in his heart he devises deceits. If your enemy entreats you with a loud voice, do not consent, for there are seven vices in his soul. He who hides enmity contrives deceit, but being well known in the assemblies, he exposes his own sins. He who digs a pit for his neighbor shall fall into it, and he who rolls a stone rolls it upon himself. A lying tongue hates the truth, and an unguarded mouth causes confusion. 2 Peter chapter 2. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels, who are greater in power and might, do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than, having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. In this chapter, while speaking of false teachers, Peter says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. This is an interesting passage on freedom, on liberty. It seems that there were some who were approaching the Christians and encouraging them to lead a dissolute way of life, saying that this was an example of the freedom they could have. They said the church was stifling the people's liberty by saying that there were practices that were off limits. But Peter responds by saying the opposite is actually true. By following all desires and passions, we become enslaved to them. The way to true freedom is to attach or bind ourselves to Christ. A slave of Christ is actually the one who is free. With the passions, we are controlled by pride, stubbornness, and self-will. These things keep us in a prison where we can't see God or taste the freedom he offers. It's only with the letting go of the ego that freedom is attained. Saint Isaac the Syrian said, freedom from the passions is brought about by the crucifying of both the intellect and the flesh. This makes a man capable of contemplating God. The intellect is crucified when unclean thoughts are driven out of it, and the body when the passions are uprooted. Tito Coleander, in his book, The Way of the Ascetics, he wrote, as long as your selfish will rules, you cannot pray to the Lord with a pure heart, thy will be done. If you cannot get rid of your own greatness, neither can you lay yourself open for real greatness. If you cling to your own freedom, you cannot share in true freedom, where only one will reigns. We can only serve one master, and we will serve a master. We either serve the world, which enslaves us in our own passions, or we serve our Creator, who offers us true freedom. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.